When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on the mountainside. After he sat down, his disciples gathered around him. He began to teach them. How blessed are the poor in spirit. The reign of God is theirs. Blessed who are the sorrowing. They shall be consoled. Blessed are the lowly. They shall inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for holiness. They shall have their fill. Blessed are they who show mercy. Mercy shall be theirs. Blessed are the single-hearted, for they shall see God. Blessed to the peacemakers. They shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those persecuted for holiness' sake. The reign of God is theirs. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of slander against you because of me. Be glad and rejoice, for your reward in heaven is great. The Gospel of the Lord. One of the greatest communicators last century in the world, and he had visited the Philippines more than once, was a bishop from New York, and he was the first radio and TV evangelist. And his name was Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen. Probably the greatest communicator in the world last century. He wrote many books, and I'd like to give a summary of one of the books from which I'd like to give my message this afternoon. The name of the book was It Takes Three to Get Married. That would be the husband, the wife, and Jesus Christ. Amen? The husband, the wife, and Jesus Christ. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about that. How can we place Jesus Christ in the center of our married life? I'd like to give you five suggestions. Number one, pray together. Pray together. The family that prays together stays together. That's true. Pray together. The family that prays together stays together. So whether or not you're married for 1 week or 50 years, you still have to pray together. Doesn't matter if you're just married or you've got 20 years or 30 years or you've got 50 years, you have to pray together until you die. Amen?
Amen?
Number two. In the married life, you have to learn how to say three important sentences or short words. You have to learn how to say, I love you, I'm sorry, and I forgive you. Amen. Very important. Learn how to say, I love you. To say, I'm sorry. And say, I forgive you. You have the two pillars of the married life. Love and humility. Without love, and humility, it just doesn't work. Just doesn't work. Okay, number three. Most of you here are Catholics. And if there are non-Catholics, you're welcome anyway. This is a church that's open to all. But as Catholics, you have to receive the sacraments. There are some sacraments you receive only once. That would be baptism, confirmation, and holy orders. There are other sacraments that you should receive as often as possible. And those are confession and the Holy Eucharist. We should all go to confession at least once a month because we all make mistakes. We all make mistakes, only God is perfect. And we have to receive the Eucharist because the Eucharist gives us strength. What is the effect of confession? Healing. What is the effect of communion? Nourishment. We have to go to the doctor to heal our body. We have to go to Black Angus or Olive Garden to nourish our bodies. So we have to receive the Eucharist. And the happiest people I know go to Mass every day. They go to Mass every day. Maybe some of you can start to go to Mass every day and receive the Eucharist, which is the body, the blood, the soul, the divinity of Jesus Christ. Okay, number four. As Catholics, we have to take very seriously what is called permanent formation. In this country, I'm sure in the Philippines also, professionals have to keep studying. Lawyers, architects, doctors, professors. I have an older brother who is an orthopedic surgeon in Orlando, no? And he's a graduate from Dartmouth and Columbia. Those are the Ivy League schools on the other part of the country, no? Summa cum laude, one of the big guns, no? But he has to keep studying, even though he's in his mid-60s. If he makes a mistake as a surgeon, ooh, that's going to be probably $30,000, huh? The lawyers will jump upon him right away. Shouldn't we be professional Catholics? Amen? You know, professionals here, they make mistakes. You got tons of lawyers going after them. As Catholics, we should know our faith. We should love our faith. We should put it into practice. Amen? And number five. Most of the people here are from the Philippines, and today we celebrate a very important Marian feast day. Some of you speak a little bit of Spanish. It's La Candelaria today. You know what the Candelaria is? Today we celebrate the fourth joyful mystery. We celebrate the presentation of the child Jesus in the temple. 40 days after Christmas today. What a beautiful way to celebrate your 50th on a Marian feast day. So it's the presentation of the child Jesus in the temple through the hands of Mary and Saint Joseph. So we want to present both of you to God through Mama Mary. And all you all have love for Mama Mary, is that true? Hello? All you had great devotion to Mama Mary. She loves you very much. So So you're going to be consecrating yourself to Mama Mary at the end of this Mass, and it's going to be, I hope, the happiest day in your life. God bless you.